Welcome. This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we host the finest institutions and trade finance corporates looking to channel much needed liquidity into this asset class. My name is Doris Kononovich, and welcome to episode 27. Now, today we are going overseas with a spotlight on US-based B2B trade and supply chain marketplace Countable. They are a cloud-based global trade and treasury platform optimizing the use of technology to various level corporates and SMEs, allowing them to integrate and collaborate. And today we'll be chatting with Countable's founder and CEO, Christopher Hale. Chris, it's really lovely to have you here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Doris.
Amazing. And now, before we jump into Countable and all the good stuff about it, we'd like to get to know you a little bit more. We know that your background is in the financial advisory sector. You've been at Yellow Bricks and Perignon. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to Countable?
Sure. Yeah, I've been in the asset management industry since 2004, founded a number of companies in that space, primarily focused on high net worth families, ultra high net worth families, family offices, in asset management and holistic wealth. And I found myself a lot of the time at the intersection of asset management and technology. So a lot of those wealthy families, they own asset classes that are different than traditional stocks and bonds, and they want to report on them. And in order to report on them, you need to build a data model around the asset, digitize the entire thing, and then have it show up right next to their more traditional assets. So my familiarity with that process led me to understand and get super interested in trade finance as an asset class. And that's what brought me into this network today.
That's incredible. And, you know, leading on from there, I think Countable has had a really exciting start from 2015, I believe, starting in Rwanda and East Africa. I mean, Can you tell us a bit about how Countable was founded and really what the gap in the market you saw at that point in time? You thought, you know, this is really a good opportunity for us here.
Yeah. You know, that start was really the effort of my co-founder, Catherine Nomura. I went and kind of pitched the concept before it even existed to Catherine, and she's been working with some of the top performing entrepreneurs at an organization called Strategic Coach for a couple decades, and was training some of the top entrepreneurs in Rwanda. And she said, Chris, why don't we go pitch this concept to them and see if they take it? They're well-trained, they understand how to think, they understand business processes because of all the work that I've done. So if they grab onto Countable, it'll be a good catalyst. And honestly, I had never been to Africa. I had hardly spent any time in emerging markets at all, and got on an airplane to Rwanda and did the pitch. You know, there was a high level of trust because of the relationship that Catherine had. And so we had $10 million in demand on the platform. I say that because there wasn't really a platform yet in the first weekend. And so we had some great data, some great potential customers, and it was a great catalyst for us.
I think that's a really brave move to make at that point in time and taking that decision, which kind of brings me to, you know, your focus on SMEs. You could have looked at this idea, you know, kind of worked through the technology and brought it back to the US and implemented it. You know, Countable is known for delivering sustainable development, tackling global trade distribution challenges. Why was working with SMEs in particular at that point in time something that was a core focus and adding sustainability development into the works? Why was that something that was important to you at that point in time?
Yeah. Everyone who's on the leadership team at Countable has always believed that SMEs are key to any successful economy. You look at the United States, you know, everybody knows that small businesses drive the economy. But this is also true in a lot of fast-growing markets overseas. And so we thought that capturing that population, sort of digitizing them and helping them integrate more effectively into the global economy would be a huge lift for everybody. And so that's part of the mission. That's part of why we exist. It's also a really fun problem to solve because, you know, those small businesses are key drivers to economic growth, but often really left out when it comes to digital transformation. So when building a technology, those two things come together super nicely, and you have a network and a community of small businesses that love the product and love being a part of Countable.
Yeah, and trade finance for us being a core focus, you know, I guess we're quite keen to know, you know, why Countable is active within that space and trade finance specifically?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it wasn't really how we set out to build the business. It was what we learned from our customers. So that first set of customers that I told you about that came onto the platform, we looked at the data that they had delivered to us, and they were sitting in between some major global businesses. They were distributors for healthcare companies like Abbott or Becton Dickinson, or for technology companies like HP, Dell, Cisco, or transportation companies like Toyota. And they were selling to the United Nations, to the government of Rwanda and Kenya, to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to the Red Cross. And they had no platform on which to work. And so as we studied the problem, we said, okay, like you have a seller over here, a buyer over here, and a trader in the middle. We came to understand that one of the major solutions they needed was scalable, repeatable, and consistent trade finance to make those supply chains work more effectively. And it was really working with them that we became students of the trade finance industry, and now feel like we know it pretty well.
I'm kind of curious as to some of the challenges that you might have come across, you know, working with, you know, you'd said that you hadn't worked with emerging markets before. You know, what was your observation of kind of working within that region at the time and expanding?
Yeah. So it's kind of two sides to it. You know, the entrepreneurs were amazing. You know, they've been, Catherine likes to say, they've been training with weights for a long time, right? And so when you give them a tool or a resource, it really allows them to take off and unlocks their potential. At the same time, you have different sets of problems overseas than you do here around things like connectivity, around availability of U.S. dollars to procure quality goods, currency mismatches. There's challenges around corruption and things like that. And that's actually led us to launch in some developed markets as well. And the interesting thing about that is, you know, learning on both sides of that spectrum really creates a great feedback loop. So some of the features we never would have built if we had only been here, help a ton here in the United States and in Europe. And some of the features we would build for more developed markets end up mapping really well into overseas markets as well. So, you know, being global at birth is a challenge for a startup, but I think it's helped us build a really cool platform and really great software.
And one of the things I tend to kind of speak to when I speak to solution providers who are within trade finances, you know, the last 5 years has kind of been exponential growth in terms of companies who are invested now and investing in trade finance as an asset class. You would find that this initially was a space primarily for banks, for credit insurers and the likes. You know, what do you think in your experience has sort of caused that shift in the market to attract new entrants like yourselves?
Yeah. So there's a couple pieces to trade finance that I think are beautiful. They're really amazing when it comes to investing, but I think they're challenging for traditional institutions. So one is you have a whole bunch of different parties working together. That's kind of like the nature of trade. And so that lends itself nicely to network technology. And a lot of the new entrants are kind of building that network technology, very different than, you know, a big institution or a big bank might look at one customer or one client and that's it. You kind of have to look at the end-to-end spectrum. And so, you know, that's one component. The second is trade is very information rich. There's a lot of documents and a lot of events and a lot of payments and a lot of things happening over the sequence of a trade. Oftentimes, though, that information comes in unstructured formats. And, you know, the way that that's traditionally been solved is with people, you know, someone reading a document, typing it in, transcribing it. There's a lot of new technologies around OCR and machine learning that make transitioning that information from unstructured to structured data so that it can be used much more plausible. That just opens up the space for innovators to come in and support the traditional players in the way that we're seeing today. I also think that there are gaps, right? One of the reasons that Countable exists is the SME trade gap now is somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 trillion. And, you know, to go back to my story about our customers, they sit between, you know, Abbott and the United Nations. And so there's some pretty key players with some pretty traditional technology that have almost no gaps in their data, but they're reliant on this almost dark period that's almost like a data desert. And so I think a lot of people are coming in to illuminate that segment, and it just changes everything that happens on both ends of the transaction.
Let's talk a little bit about Countable's products now, and who you're focusing on. Can you tell us a bit about, you know, the industry, and your target audience, your target market, and what your products are and how they work?
Sure. Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, Countable is a software platform that connects the players in a global trade transaction. The software digitizes these business processes in a way that's not been done before. Once those processes become digital, you can deploy capital into those transactions in a way that you otherwise could not. And so it's that sequence that's really the core of the platform. The products that you deploy from a traditional financing perspective often are fairly traditional. You know, you have things like invoice discounting or factoring. You can have pre-manufacturing finance, goods in transit finance. Some of these are very natural for banks to plug into, and some of them require more creative financing groups like funds or private credit. And the network brings those players together so that you can sequence these products and actually fund a transaction from end to end. And it's that orchestration of both financial and operational processes that I think Countable's platform does uniquely well.
And 8 years on, what lessons do you think you would say you've learned from actually creating this platform?
Yeah, so many. I think, you know, I think one of the challenges in global business for one and in trade second is it's challenging to focus, right? It's such a big space and there's so much happening. But, you know, startup businesses are ultimately defined by what they say no to, not what they say yes to. And I think early on, we just said yes to too much. We were trying to do too much. There was too much impact we could make. There was too many different parties to help. And we ended up doing, you know, too little for too many people instead of the right amount for the right population. So we've learned to kind of focus on who we concentrate on. We have some sectors we focus on. We focus on healthcare, technology, and infrastructure. And so that means there's a lot of stuff that we don't do well. You know, we focus on distributors and suppliers that are in major enterprise supply chains. So that means there's a population we don't serve well. At the beginning, we were just kind of doing it all and it made life very difficult. And I think, you know, that's pretty natural for startups as they evolve.
Oh, definitely. And I think it always helps to have a laser focus on, you know, what you're doing and map out your key market. And in that way, you're able to service them better. Well, if you're listening, this is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring the founder and CEO of Countable, Chris Hale. Chris, let's talk about funding now. How are you currently structuring your funding?
Yeah, so right now we actually have a fantastic relationship with a company called TradeTech. TradeTech delivers the infrastructure that we need to interact with capital markets. Back when we started the company, again, talking about doing it all, doing too much, you know, we weren't working with TradeTech. We were doing everything end to end. And so we were, you know, part technology company, part trade company, part asset management company. We were doing governance, compliance, legal, just too much. And so in working with TradeTech, that infrastructure has really helped us to offload, frankly, a lot of the work that we had to do in the past, and also present a pretty institutional experience to the investment community. And so that's been a huge difference maker for us. And we're excited about that relationship going forward. On the technology side, we're funded by, you know, traditional venture capital that's investing in the software platform. And so that 1-2 punch and sort of the relationship of separating those components of the business and having them be distinct focuses with distinct capital partners, I think has been really catalytic for us and frankly defined our strategy going forward.
Now, we'll talk a little bit about your collaboration with TradeTech, but, you know, speaking about differentiating yourself, there's so many funders out there sort of, you know, offering this B2B kind of module. How do you differentiate yourself in terms of your product offerings in that sense?
Yeah. So our SME members, the traders that we work with, they live on the platform. They do their trading activity on the platform. So they're executing orders, they're executing bids, they're doing procurement native to the Countable platform. We have a payments module. We have contracting components to the platform. And the reason that's unique is all of that activity ultimately becomes underwriting criteria. And our SME traders know that. You know, part of the the reason the company's called Countable in the first place, right, is there's all this data that's otherwise not available, non-digital, that demonstrates how accountable you can be as a trader. And if you ingest that data, normalize it in a structure that others can consume, then it becomes a real key to accessing capital for small businesses. And it's really that like embedded finance component that live, breathe, work on the Countable platform for our SME members that I think is unique and delivers value to the enterprise customers too, because they now have visibility into that kind of 90-day dark period or 45-day dark period that they otherwise didn't before.
Yeah, I think technology has formed the bedrock of, I think, a lot of businesses today within when providing for SMEs. And I think in the last few years, as I said earlier, we've seen a spike of the use of technology within supply chain finance for either credit scoring, ESG measurement, data reporting, analytics, and such. What is the key role of technology for Countable's investment activities?
Yeah, I think the thing that we have done differently from a technology perspective is we've kind of built kind of from that middle outwards. A lot of technology partners build from the enterprise down and don't actually make the connection, right? They only go so far as that enterprise data is willing to go or as far as that enterprise contract takes them. And oftentimes it doesn't take them all the way to the small business because the small business is traditionally non-digital. And so you kind of have this break in the flow of information and this breakdown in the bridge. And, you know, a bridge with a giant hole in the middle is not a bridge. So, you know, Countable's focus has been to bridge that gap and really connect into all of that innovation that you're talking about, whether it's in the context of like ESG reporting and sustainability spend, or whether it's around risk mitigation, fraud prevention. You know, all of those investments at the enterprise level become more powerful when you plug into Countable's data, because you get an end-to-end flow of information that otherwise was broken.
And now, you know, your collaboration with another tech platform, as we just said, TradeTech, was something that, you know, I don't know, was it last year that you started working with TradeTech, with Kaye as well? You know, so can you tell us TradeTech's role specifically in your transactions and how that relationship sort of blossomed?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the thing that the TradeTech team committed to that I'm very grateful for, right, is they put some technology around some pretty complicated, frankly, in some cases, boring, but really valuable stuff, right, which is sort of the governance layer. You know, how do you build a fund? How do you compartmentalize the fund? How do you audit the fund? How do you report on the fund? All those things that for a small company like us, you know, big investors get worried about. How do I know Countable is going to be around? How do I know the fund infrastructure is going to be well governed? And having, you know, the TradeTech team with all of their experience at auditing groups and, you know, big trade banks and all those different places, and, you know, bringing us into things like the Trade Finance Initiative is just huge, right? It's huge for a small company to say we have this partner whose sole job it is to focus on that piece that's so critical for an investor to be able to represent to their clients, the asset owners, that there's some real infrastructure, governance, and compliance layer that's wrapped around a pretty innovative process.
Yeah, it really does help to as well validate, you know, a lot of the hard work that you've put into the work and kind of structure it even further. And you've mentioned, you know, working with the TFDI and obviously, you know, you've recently become a new member, Countable, to our 70 plus member a community, and we're very happy to have you on board. Can you tell us a little bit about why you joined the TFDI and what you hope it does for you?
Yeah. So the reason for joining, and I think it speaks directly to sort of the relationship with TradeTech and kind of our strategy, is the gaps in SME trade finance have been persistent for decades. They've been documented by the WTO and the World Bank and a whole bunch of others over and over and over again. And, you know, COVID has exacerbated them in a way that they've never been before. And it's just kind of keeps compounding. And the reason for that is there are gaps in a trade transaction process, you know, the end-to-end flow of information, goods, and money that banks just can't solve for. It's not a data problem. It's not a, you know, technology problem. AI and ML is not going to solve it. It's structural. There are parts of that transaction that banks aren't allowed to touch. There are parts of that transaction that banks are really good at servicing. And so kind of the consortium approach, right, is really important because Countable is kind of, you know, we talk about relay teams and track, right? And the best relay teams aren't just four fast people. They're four fast people that can pass the baton really, really, really well. And they just walk around the track passing the baton as part of their practice. And Countable, the orchestration component of Countable is the passing of that baton between traditional financial institutions, non-traditional finance, technology partners to really make the thing work end to end. And in the absence of that kind of coordination, you know, the gap's going to continue to grow.
Absolutely. And our one job here is to plug that gap and ensure that, you know, everyone's speaking to each other and there is that distribution and there is that flow and that networking that allows the opportunity for technology to actually do what it does best and connect people and allow people to be able to transact and interact in a more efficient way. Yeah. And on that note, really want to, you know, wish you a very, very warm welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative and wish you the best in terms of what the great work that Countable is doing.
Thank you.
That's where we call it a day on episode 27. I've been speaking with the founder and CEO of Countable, Chris Hale. Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for making the time today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It was great.
And to everyone who's watching or listening, don't forget you can join the conversation on our YouTube, Spotify pages, and subscribe to stay in the loop of all our activities. Even better, don't miss out on attending the TFDI's inaugural Trade Finance Investor Day on the 19th and 20th of October in the UK. You can look at the link below and sign up and register to this event. My name is Doris Kononovich. Catch you next time. Bye-bye.